How you fish on the Kuskokwim River depends on where you are. And according to local fishermen, how you fish near Upper and Lower Kalskag is unlike anywhere else on the river. Fishermen in these communities claim that their unique situation requires unique fishing regulations. And Kalskag fishermen are meeting with tribal, federal, and state managers today to negotiate a solution. Mike Savage has been fishing in the same eddy on the Kuskokwim River since 1959. Savage lives in Lower Kalskag and began fishing this eddy as a child. Over six decades, he's learned to read it well.
Every year it changes, you know, you gotta look at it.
But this year, he can hardly see it. The river water is about 2 feet above average and nearly swallows his fishing spot.
It's hardly eddy now because of high water.
An eddy is where the current hits something solid like rocks or the bank and flows back on itself, creating a whirlpool. Fish congregate in the swirling water, making them ideal fishing areas. But when the water is high, the river just flows over what was previously a barrier. Around Upper and Lower Kalskag, there aren't many eddies to begin with. And this year, they're smaller than usual because of high water rushing over them. Some eddies nearly disappeared after high water during breakup tore off sections of riverbank. This means the two communities that make up the Kalskag section of the Kuskokwim have a lot of fishermen and not a lot of places to fish. So fishermen take turns drifting.
There are 3-4 boats. It'll be maybe about an hour, hour and a half before we make another drift.
There's another limiting factor, timber. Trees line this section of the Kuskokwim and fill the river, snagging and tearing nets. Savage says his brother-in-law had to cut a new 6-inch mesh gill net during a recent opening to free it from a snag.
And then we spent about maybe 2 hours trying, an hour trying to mend it.
That's time not spent fishing during an opening that only lasted 12 hours. High water means more timber flowing into the river. That's less places to fish and more snags. On top of that, there are no non-spawning salmon tributaries near Kalskag where fishermen can drift net outside the main river. So when gillnet openings occur, all the Kalskag fishermen are taking turns drifting their nets in the same few eddies and stopping often to ensnag and mend them. By the time the fishing period closes, no one has had time to do much fishing. Mike Savage wants to change that by extending the openings to 24 hours for the Kalskag area. Savage represents the Middle River on the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, and this afternoon, he and other Kalskag representatives are meeting with the managers from the tribal, federal, and state entities in hopes of coming up with a solution. Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge manager Ken Stahlnecker oversees the Kalskag federal waters. Stahlnecker announced last week that he's willing to work with the Kalskag communities and can change the rules through a federal emergency order. This is not the first time Kalskag has had special rules. In 2016, the feds made an exemption to include Kalskag under state regulation. Kalskag lies less than 50 miles downstream of the refuge boundary on the federal side, but the community's fishing style and circumstance more closely match the upper river on the state side. Including Kalskag under state regulation for the remaining season is another option Savage wants considered. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.